Hey Reddit, it's LilybitX again, and this is chapter 3 of The Enchanted Wood by Enid Blyton. Up the Faraway Tree. The children did not tell their father and mother about the happenings in the Enchanted Wood, for they were so afraid they might be forbidden to go there. But when they were alone, they talked about nothing else. "When do you suppose we could go up the Faraway Tree?" Fanny kept asking. "Oh, do let's go, Joe." Joe wanted to go very badly, but he was a little afraid of what might happen, and he knew that he ought to look after his two sisters and see that no harm ever came to them. Just suppose they went up the faraway tree and never came back. Then he had an idea. "Listen," he said, "I know what we'll do. We'll climb up the tree and just see what's at the top. We don't need to go there. We can just look. We'll wait till we have a whole day to ourselves, then we'll go." The girls were so excited. They worked hard in the house, hoping that their mother would say they could have a whole day to themselves. Joe worked hard in the garden too, clearing away all the weeds. Their parents were so pleased. "Would you like to go to the nearest town and have a day there?" asked Mother at last. "No, thank you," said Joe at once. "We've had enough of towns, Mother. What we'd really like to do is to go and have a whole day picnic in the wood." "Very well," said Mother. "You can go tomorrow. Father and I are going off for the day to buy some things we need. You can take your dinner and tea and go off by yourselves if it's fine and sunny." How the children hoped the day would be fine. They woke early and jumped out of bed. They pulled their curtains and looked out. The sky was blue as cornflowers. The sun shone between the trees, and the shadows lay long and dewy on the grass. The enchanted wood stood dark and mysterious behind their garden. "Oh, lovely, lovely," said Bessie and Fanny as they flung on their clothes. "Are you ready, Joe?" They all had breakfast. Then Mother cut sandwiches, put cakes into a bag, and 3 biscuits each. She sent Joe to pick some plums from the garden and told Bessie to take 2 bottles of lemonade. The children were most excited. Mother and Father set off to the town. The children waved goodbye from the gate. Then they tore indoors to get their hats and the bag in which their food had been put. They slammed the door. Oh, adventures were in the air that morning. "Up the faraway tree, Joe, Bessie and me," sang Fanny loudly. "Hush," said Joe. "We're not that far from the enchanted wood. We don't want anyone to know what we're going to do." They ran down the back garden and out of the little gate at the end. They stood in the overgrown, narrow lane and looked at one another. This was the first big adventure of their lives. What were they going to see? What were they going to do? They jumped over the ditch into the wood. At once they felt different. Magic was around them. The bird songs sounded different. The trees once again whispered secretly to one another. "Wish, wish, wish, wish." "Ooh," said Fanny, shivering with delight. "It feels lovely." "Come on," said Joe, going down the green path. "Let's find the faraway tree." They followed him. He went on till he came to the oak tree under which they had sat before. There were 6 toadstools, too, on which the brownies had held their meeting, though the toadstools looked rather brown and old now. "Which is the way now?" said Bessie, stopping. None of them knew. They set off down a little path, but they soon stopped, for they came to a strange place where the trees stood so close together they could go no farther. They went back to the oak tree. "Let's go this other way," said Bessie, so they set off in a different direction. But this time they came to a curious pond, whose waters were pale yellow and shone like butter. Bessie didn't like the look of the pond at all, and they all three went back once more to the oak tree. "Oh, this is too bad," said Fanny, almost crying. "Just when we've got a whole day to ourselves, and we can't find the tree." "I'll tell you what we'll do," said Joe suddenly. "We'll call those brownies. Don't you remember how they said they'd help us whenever we wanted them?" "Of course," said Fanny. "We had to stand under this tree and whistle 7 times. "Go on, Joe." "Whistle," said Bessie. So Joe stood beneath the green leaves of the old oak tree and whistled loudly 7 times. The children waited. In about half a minute, a rabbit popped its head out of a nearby rabbit hole and stared at them. "Who do you want?" said the rabbit, in a furry sort of voice. The children stared in surprise. They had never heard an animal speak before. The rabbit put its ears up and down and spoke again, rather crossly. "Are you deaf? Who do you want?" I said. "We want one of the brownies," said Joe, finding his tongue at last. The rabbit turned and called down his hole. "Mr. Whiskers! Mr. Whiskers! There's someone wanting you!" There came a voice shouting something in answer, and then one of the six brownies squeezed out of the rabbit hole and stared at the children. "Sorry to be so long," he said. "One of the rabbit's children has the measles, and I was down seeing to it." "I didn't think rabbits got the measles," said Bessie, astonished. "They more often get the weasels," said Mr. Whiskers. "Weasels are even more catching than measles, as far as rabbits are concerned." He grinned as if he had made a huge joke. But as the children had no idea that weasels were savage little animals that caught rabbits, they didn't laugh. "We wanted to ask you the way to the faraway tree," said Bessie. "We've forgotten it." "I'll take you," said Mr. Whiskers, whose name was really a very good one, for his beard reached to his toes. Sometimes he trod on it, and this jerked his head downwards suddenly. Bessie kept wanting to laugh, but she thought she'd better not. She wondered why he didn't just tie it round his waist to keep it out of the way of his feet. Mr. Whiskers led the way between the dark trees. At last they reached the trunk of the enormous faraway tree. "Here you are," he said. "Are you expecting someone down today?" "Well, no," said Joe. "We rather wanted to go up it ourselves." "Go up yourselves?" said Mr. Whiskers in horror. "Don't be silly. It's dangerous. You don't know what might be at the top. There's a different place almost every day." "Well, we're going," said Joe firmly, and he set his foot against the trunk of the tremendous tree and took hold of a branch above his head. "Come on, girls." "I shall fetch my brothers and get you down," said Mr. Whiskers in a fright, and he scuttled off. "It's so dangerous." "Do you suppose it is all right to go?" asked Bessie, who was usually the sensible one. "Come on, Bessie," said Joe impatiently. "We're only going to see what's at the top. Don't be a baby." "I'm not," said Bessie, and she and Fanny hauled themselves up beside Joe. "It doesn't look very difficult to climb. We'll soon be at the top." But it wasn't as easy as they thought, as you will see.